This February the 13th, we join UNESCO and thousands of stations in wishing you a beautiful World Radio Day.
World Radio Day. Three little words that mean so much. It's my tradition to produce an episode of this show to explore the designated theme of the day each year. Today, something a little different. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 7, Episode 3. Today, two special episodes featuring roundtable chats with students. Here comes part two. Hello from Toronto. My name is Paul Cross. I'm a professor in the Radio and Media Production Graduate Certificate Program at Humber College here in Toronto, Canada. I'm here with some of the students in our program, which is focused on aspects of radio, podcasting, and audio media production. We have a question. What do you think of when you hear the word peace? And to go right to the point of this podcast now, can you think of some way where you are in which radio contributes in some way to some aspect of peace? We're asking this and we're thinking about radio and peace in recognition of World Radio Day. Every year, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, celebrates World Radio Day on February 13th. World Radio Day is intended to recognize the historic and ongoing contemporary significance of radio around the world, and each year has a special theme. This year, 2023, the theme is Radio and Peace. In the studio with me right now for part two of our discussion are radio and media production students, Vidu Khanna.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Right, Vidu, thanks for being here today and participating.
Thank you.
Emily Preston.
Hi, Paul.
Thanks for participating.
Thanks.
And Angelica David.
Hi.
We're going to talk about some ideas that students are proposing, ways in which they feel radio can or does or has, historically or contemporarily or in the future, ideas we have that we want to create, put into practice, ways in which radio can contribute to peace. So, Vidya, let me come to you for a moment. We've had some discussion in class and elsewhere and ideas about how radio can help in times of conflict. And I think you have some ideas about radio facilitating peace in some way when in times where people are in need, perhaps through conflict. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, so I read this somewhere and it said that when all other forms of media fail, radio still pertains. So I think it's very correct. So there has been instances where, you know, all other forms of media were not working. There were no televisions, or even if there were no shows which were being broadcasted during the times of tragedy. So I think at that point in time, radio was something which was helping people to stay calm, to have peace. So one of the examples that comes to my mind is during the Bhopal gas tragedy in India, which was a big tragedy at that time. So people were shut in their homes because of the gas leak. They were trying to get off the place. You know, people were getting rescued. So there was no media production going on at that time, but apart from radio. So I have read somewhere that at that time, Hum Radio, which was situated in Bhopal. So one of the activists in the, working in that radio was actually operating the radio station from his home itself. Mm-hmm. So at that time, he used to deliver stories to people so that they could stay calm. Whatever information was gathered at that time, because people were running away. So sometimes people used to get separated from their families. So he was helping to spread the information from one person to another to tell that this person is at this point here, you know, and if anybody's looking for this person, they can go and have a look at this particular place so that they're not far off from their families. So I think, yeah, in situations like these, radio really helps people to stay peaceful and stay calm.
This is an aspect of radio that I'm happy you raised, because I'm concerned sometimes that it's overlooked. The aspects of, use the term ham radio, amateur radio, where individual operators are able to facilitate communication between points where there's trouble, because you can operate without electricity, with batteries, and we can transmit that way, and people can receive it and can help, as you say, help people locate people who are missing or get information out of those areas. It's a very important aspect of things we do. I don't want to get on tangents, but you raised the issue of Bhopal, and I remember specifically, this connects with radio in Toronto. There was a lot of concern and protest and activism around the world at the time of that gas tragedy. And in Toronto, the activists were stenciling skull and crossbones, stencils, let's say, spray painting stencils on sidewalks and other places. And one of the places there that I saw them was right outside on the sidewalk, right in front of our radio station on Yonge Street. They put it right there. In front of the radio station. So I think we'll pick up more points of that and come back to you. Yeah. for more discussion. Emily, you're thinking about radio and facilitating an aspect of peace, and I think that you're thinking of a kind of inner peace kind of perspective. What are you thinking about?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we've all seen that 1 in 4 people have anxiety and depression going around the billboards everywhere these days. I'm one of them. It's pretty severe, and it always has been. But the one thing that has always helped me deal with that, one of my earliest memories has been my mother putting on the classical station, Classical 93 FM. And it just soothing me to sleep. So I really believe that, like we said earlier in the past discussion, that music that played on the radio can promote peace and peace within the self, and how peace outside of the self has to start within. We can't have peace in the exterior world without peace in the interior world first. So I was just thinking about how radio could also be a friend. In that time, the other day I was listening to The Edge, and they actually made me laugh because they were joking about how they would get old and die on the microphone or something like that. And I hadn't laughed at a conversation like that in quite a while. So it was just really refreshing.
So this is interesting. We talk often in radio, in discussion of radio, we talk about radio's importance for comfort and companionship. And I think this is some of the things that Emily is talking about here. And we also talk about it, I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you're also talking about how, in a sense, perhaps it gives you, it's part of your routine.
Yeah.
It's part of your life. And I really like this thinking by an academic from the UK by the name of Paddy Scannell, who talks about, he uses the term dailiness, the dailiness of radio. Mm-hmm. This aspect that we have in context of peace, it applies in times of conflict or trouble as well. The people on the radio are still here doing what we do every day. Mm-hmm. And you can get that access to us no matter what. If you do, whether we're in a crisis, whether it's a time of no electricity, et cetera, you can still get that from us. And the importance of getting that information from the radio, the people on the radio, they're still here. I get that companionship. I get that comfort. I get that information I need. I find out how I can get help. I find out how I can help others. All of those things come together and are facilitated day to day through radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angelica, what comes to mind for you when we talk about radio and peace in terms of something you feel radio is able to do in a way that contributes to some aspect or concept of peace that comes to you?
Well, I was thinking about maybe radio can help the LGBTQ community to raise awareness of their struggles and what they're going through, and maybe open the minds of other people and, you know, just show them that it's not really wrong. Because, sorry. Okay, because the LGBTQ community is really close to my heart because I'm one of them. I have friends and family members. And also, I came from a family that really doesn't accept them. So I actually wanted to start with them, like open their minds about us and then spread the word through radio, since radio can reach far, right? So, yeah.
You know, thanks for sharing that. That's significant. And I think radio does do that. I think you're right. I think radio really helps. We don't want to think of the horrible stories that have happened in the LGBT community, been done too, in the last present time. Discussion of the issues that arise and letting people's voices be heard is always important. And maybe radio helps facilitate that as well. Yeah, for sure. I wonder if people in other parts of the world are aware that Toronto has a radio station specifically licensed to serve interests of the LGBTQ plus community. I wonder if people know that. We have an FM radio station particularly, especially licensed for that in Toronto. It's called Proud FM. Yeah. And I wonder if folks in the rest of the world know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot. Is that a radio station you think is helpful in any way? You're familiar with it.
I've actually heard of the Proud FM. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, these are some really interesting ideas. We're getting into a broad range of ideas of peace and peace facilitated through, I think, I think what Angelica is touching on is through information and can I use the term education through radio?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think that's a really important. It's an exchange of ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about how so many people think in a North American context, in a Canadian context, or particularly in an American context, of music as being music radio. And it mostly plays records. And we hear less and less talk on the corporately owned and controlled radio stations in Toronto, music stations that used to be brilliant communicators doing all kinds of ideas with interview shows and documentaries and public affairs and fantastic news and such that is gone from those radio stations because of what has happened through corporatization and consolidation of radio. Or they think of talk radio and they might think of talk radio as being, I think some people would use the term toxic. Certainly I have as a proposition for a lot of talk radio being very divisive and very negative mm-hmm. toward people who do not share the opinion of the host or the target listener of the host. But we're talking here about radio being much bigger than that and doing much more and not boxing it into saying it only does this and it only does that. It still, pardon me, portrays and fulfills to an extent all of these other roles. Yeah. Vidu, did you have any other ideas about this role of radio facilitating help in times of crisis? You mentioned the idea of long periods without electricity. I mean, Hurricane Katrina comes to mind, which is often comes up where, frankly, I think it's important to recognize in history, one of the things that changed what happened in New Orleans after the hurricane was the mayor phoning into the radio station, WWL, and going on air and losing his cool. And when he lost his cool on the radio that night, that bit of audio from the radio station got picked up and broadcast on networks around the world. And it's widely seen that that call over the radio forced the federal management, emergency management people to change their approach and to get better. That's, but I'm talking, do you have an idea about this in some other aspect or
place? I think hearing everyone else talk, all of my other mates, an idea popped in my mind. So it was an interview which was going on in Uganda and the FM's name was Mega FM. So they were talking about, so like we were talking about, you know, companionship, ideas of educating others. I think the one most important aspect is self-realization that radio brings. So this example is in context to that. So the interview was with LRA Child Soldier, which is their local residents, you know, soldiers at that time, which were known for their brutality. So in the interview, so this soldier was, you know, heard saying that he does not feel anything about killing people at that time. So he did not feel anything while killing the people. But hearing on the radio and how, you know, and hearing about the brutality of the people during that time, it made him realize that it wasn't just a normal war that they were having with the people at that time. It was something much more. It made him realize that what a bad deed, you know, he was doing at that time. So I think radio is not just which brings peace to others, but also sometimes self-realization helps bring peace within ourselves. Mm. So I think that was a great example, which I heard at that time.
Yeah, thank you. Emily, when you think about inner peace from radio, you talked about the comfort of music. Is there a particular radio show or service or program that you think is helpful in the way you think of radio bringing inner peace?
I think
there's a show you pointed out to me that you pick up through NPR or something.
Yeah, on NPR. They do have a humanities show based in various religious teachings. So Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity. So all across the globe to kind of educate the listener on different approaches to living your life fully. Or spiritually, I think spiritualism is very important to have, actually, in any way you get it. But there has to be that kind of grounding for living your life in a sense, like, where do we go after death? Like, I think about that a lot. I don't know if everyone else does. They might not. But excuse me. I do think it's important to have a basis within yourself about that, so it kind of relieves a bit of the anxiety, because we definitely all have that kind of anxiety, especially as we age.
These are big issues that people have thought about through all time, as far as I know. Angelica, is there a show or a station or an idea of your own you have to create something that you think is helpful in terms of promoting peace through understanding of LGBT community and realities?
Well, there was this show in my country. They actually accept letters. Yeah, letters from people, not calls. Mm. And they read their stories online, and they let the callers, they let the listeners call in and maybe give a little message to the one who sent the letter in,
okay,
right? For comfort or for, you know, just to know that someone is going through what they're going through and they're not alone. And yeah, I've always listened to that. So I think that's one way that we can raise awareness through radio.
That's a great idea. Great, thank you. Listen, I think this is a really interesting discussion. We've explored a lot of ideas here. I think we're getting away from kind of some of the traditional concepts of peace, which is what we want to do. We want to think about these things and how can radio facilitate. And then you've given us, all three of you, some fine examples of how radio can be part of these discussions and facilitate some of these ideas and convey them to other people. You know, we reach our target listener, but we reach also somebody new, because people, that's one of the great things about radio, through word of mouth, people tell people about stuff they hear on the radio, and that draws more people to that radio to hear that kind of thing. So I thank you all very much for participating and for sharing these ideas. I think this is a really valuable discussion at this time. So thank you for listening. And on behalf of the students here in the studio today and now our program, I want to thank you for listening. On this World Radio Day, we're thinking about radio and peace.